You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
To No Dumb Idea.
Ooh, thanks for calling No Dumb Idea Hotline. I'm Dala. Who am I talking with? Who's this first caller?
My name's Gibbledig, and I just had the worst day at work, and I just... Ooh. Oh my god, I come home, and all I have are my plants and my cats, and just... tell me you love me.
Well, Gibbledig, before, you know, you sound hot and all, but I ask you that, you do sound hot though, but I will say, we're kind of short staffed today. Do you mind if I call in another, I do a three-way call? I have another listener, or another caller.
Okay, sure.
Okay, let me patch them in. It'll be a three-way and be, you know, sexy. Hi, caller, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Gibbledig as well.
Sorry, I called you in. You called in twice. Let me try a third caller. Okay. Hey, caller, how's it going?
Yeah, Mark here.
Ooh, hey, Mark.
Yeah, I was hoping you
sexy.
Could tell me that I'm like a fat, sweaty fuck. Tell me how you want to lick my rolls.
Wait, me? Ooh. You want me to tell you that?
Yeah.
I don't really care who.
I think it's sexier with you crying, so go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I can get into that.
Mark, your
Marky
rolls...
Likey.
Marky Likey, your rolls are just so... They're so just bulbous, and there's
perfect.
A lot of them.
You said this is another paying customer who has to do this for me?
Yeah, why do I have to do this? And who's Mark?
Yeah, this is hilarious.
Mark, if you had another name, what would it be?
wearing, Mark?
I have to admit, this is gym leader Nate. Mark is it's a cover I do when I'm feeling insecure. Like, I have to admit, I'm the one who called No Dumb Idea.
The podcast that does games, improv, and discussions around pop culture media. And every minute costs $6.99 per minute, because this is our 69th episode, baby. Woo!
Nice.
Big fucking milestone.
Can we make this episode...
426.9 cents.
Can we make this episode an hour and 9 minutes long, please?
Ooh, yes.
Oh.
So this episode has to end at fucking 6:38.
I'll edit
so
it.
If it suddenly just cuts out mid-sentence, like, just know, everyone, that was why.
I'll do a part two. It's just, like, 1 minute long. Like, 69.1, and the 69.2 will be, like, 1 minute.
And it's
like
the actual outro that got cut off, yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Hell yeah.
But no, actually, how y'all doing? I'm excited for 69, but, you know, before we jump into that, I wanted to see, does anyone have anything they want to share about, you know, their weeks or how they're doing or anything in general?
Well, you know, it's been a good week for Gibbledig here. Also, God, what a lengthy, elaborate fucking intro that we did, where just a bunch of build up as to who we are and who are your hosts. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, ooh,
but that's because it's a special
kinks and
yeah,
stuff.
It's a special 69th episode. I'm very excited, but. You know, one thing that we had actually talked about on the podcast, Dala and I went to go watch The Wolfman. And you know, a lot of reviews right now are saying it's really boring. A lot of the reviews are like, it's boring. It doesn't make sense. The design, it's not a Wolfman. And like.
Yeah, it looks like some like dude.
But dude.
Just like kind of a guy.
Well, that depends. Have you seen the like Halloween Horror Night guy in the suit? Because that looks like a guy.
That,
but if you see the actual design,
yeah,
it looks like a wolf, not like a werewolf, but a wolf.
So before we go into, I want to, because I do want to talk about the Wolfman, but I do want to work into it. Yeah, the Halloween Horror Nights Wolfman that they showed was not accurate at all. It was it was like maybe 30%. It was literally like a Halloween version of what you would buy.
It's spirit Halloween. Basically.
But you know, going into the actual movie, so I was very apprehensive. You know, I liked The Invisible Man. And it's the same creator as The Invisible Man. I had heard good things about this movie, but then right after that, I had heard a bunch of bad things about the movie. You know, like the things I had mentioned.
I've heard mostly melancholy things.
Yeah, true. You know, like I had mentioned, you know, the design was not a wolf man. It's boring. It's slow, whatever. We watched it the other day, and it might not be like a typical wolfman / werewolf movie, but it's a damn good, like, body horror. I will say it's like a wolfman. It's a werewolf story, yeah.
Yeah. That's one criticism I have seen is, and I can agree with, is it's not a good adaptation of Universal's The Wolfman.
Definitely not.
But it's, you know, so if you're a fan of that and you want to see an adaptation of that, that's where you'll probably get, like, annoyed. But it's, like, a solid, I mean, I would say 7.5-ish. Yeah.
I lean more towards 8. Yeah, I would say 8.
Yeah, like, it's a fun time.
It's really good, you know? And it's one of those things where, like, the more that I watched the movie, the more that I kept thinking about all the criticisms, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, it's not making sense, you know? Like, to get into spoilers, Gym Leader Nate, do you care about spoilers?
I do not. Go for it.
Okay, so, listeners, you know, you got 5 seconds to, you know, click away or whatever.
Plug your ears, go la la la.
But you get 2 wolfmen in the movie. You get a wolf off for sure.
A wolfman and a man wolf.
2 wolfmen. Basically, just wolfmen.
Yeah, one wolfman makes another wolfman, essentially.
Then a guy named Jay Wolfman.
Okay, so there's one wolfman that is full on. He's been a wolfman for years. Whatever. And he just looks like a wolfman. And I remember looking.
Come back.
I remember looking at him and being like, okay, that's just a werewolf. I don't get what people are complaining about. And then the main character, obviously, gets slowly kind of turns into a wolfman as well. But for him, you see, it's like a slower, gradual kind of change overnight. But he doesn't end up like a complete werewolf at the end. But I don't know, you as the viewer have to kind of be like, oh yeah, this is day one. He's not like a year into his transformation, so he doesn't look completely like a, you know, like a creature.
I'd say by the end, he's like mostly
Like 70, I'd say 70%. But it's a good movie. I think it's a really good movie. It definitely deals with the body horror elements more. And it plays up the whole, you see this character slowly lose his humanity. He starts forgetting how to speak. He stops understanding people. And it gets really sad because it's like a family watching somebody with dementia kind of like slowly just not become themselves. You know what I mean? And there's points where you get not werewolf vision, but his perspective as he's transforming. And he's talking to his daughter, who's like, I love you. And he doesn't understand what the fuck he's saying or what the fuck she's saying. And it's like,
and vice versa.
And it's really sad. It's like, it's a really good movie. It sucks.
It's like he loses humanity.
It's not like anything groundbreaking. It's not like it doesn't change the formula of werewolf movies or anything. Well, it might, but you know, but it's. I just wish that it got more recognition because it's actually a good movie.
Yeah. It's probably the best January movie this year.
Yeah, so far.
Yeah. Yeah, probably this year. It's solid. I mean, the effects are great. I love Me a Werewolf. Like, that's probably my favorite of the Universal.
You know what I was thinking? There was a scene we were talking about everything that we had watched or, you know, the entire movie right after we had watched it. But the one thing in the movie that got a visceral reaction out of you and I and the other people in the theater was there is a point where the wolfman, and then spoilers, go ahead and give 5 seconds. The main character, as he's transforming, he ends up getting slashed on the forearm.
Oh yeah, that
he gets slashed on the forearm and they wrap it up. They wrap it up, and then they check on it, like, 30 minutes later. And this dude...
It gets, like, worse.
It gets worse. It starts, like, molting and fucking, like just peeling. Yeah. He pulls away as they're checking on it, and this dude starts scratching it as hard as he fucking can. And I remember Dala and
You can see your his bone.
It's like
and
all
stuff.
The way down the forearm. All the way down the forearm. Yeah. Dala and I had like a visceral reaction of like, oh, what the fuck? No, don't do that. No. It was good.
Yeah. Best part of which Gibbleding didn't mention is we went
coincidentally on
Bring Your Own Bucket Popcorn Day. As we're walking in, we see a guy with like a fucking big bin just eating popcorn. We're like, you know, and we were like, oh shit, like we should, like, I think Gibbledane was like, should we go run and find
a bucket? Yeah, do we look for a bucket?
Should we go get a bucket? We're like, nah, dude, like there's no fucking like place we can go. But then luckily the lady was like, oh, you can get like a small and we'll just pay five.
I was gonna buy a small. I'm like, ah, let me get a small popcorn, like whatever. I'm not gonna eat that much. And then she's like, oh well, you could get any size you want to, medium, large, extra large, and it's only gonna be $5 for everything. And then I'm just like, okay, I'll do an extra large. And then, then I had joked, I'm like, Dala, this is all for me. You get your own. And then you were just like, okay, I'll get my own.
Yeah, fuck it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Like, and so we, by the end of the movie, I think we'd made like
20%. We really did like 20% into the fucking popcorn.
I don't even know if 20 is like 20% collective, maybe.
That's funny.
It was so funny.
But you know what?
But no, that was fun. It's good. I'd recommend.
Go watch Wolfman.
The movie, I would say, yeah. If you need to go to the theaters this January, that's a good one. Or you just want to see a werewolf movie or something, you know, stream it illegally or however.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever it streams.
You'll enjoy it. You'll have fun.
Nice. Yeah, one thing I wanted to actually just real quick recommend is I finished the first season of My Adventures with Superman, and God, that is such a beautiful show. If any of you guys are getting hyped for Superman by James Gunn, check that out.
I can't wait for that movie. I'm so interested to see how he does it.
It's going
to
be, it's going to be good.
I've been waiting for a fresh Superman movie.
A happy Superman movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then check out the show. It's got like a great like story arcs. It's very cute, very funny, very like action-packed too, and anime-inspired for sure.
I've seen the first two episodes. Although I don't really remember them because I do think that they are like 15-ish minutes per. Aren't they like relatively short?
About normal.
No.
They're like 30. I mean, like 30 minutes or so.
Okay.
Dang, I'm pretty sure because they go.
But I remember being like, okay, like one of the biggest things I like about Superman, and I don't really follow him too much. Like, it's funny. I think I was telling you, Dala, that like. I only get really, really, really interested in Superman once he has a big relelaunch. Like, whether or not it's around the time of, like, New 52 or Rebirth or, like, now during the Absolute era. Those are the only times that I'm...
To see what people do with
them. Yeah, because I do fall into the fan base that thinks that, like, Superman can be boring and, you know, if he's not handled differently that, you know... You just lose interest.
Oh, yeah.
I remember watching the first couple episodes and being like, oh, it's very cute. It's very wholesome. I think that's the main thing with Superman is that he should be wholesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And even looking at the new James Gunn, the Superman movie, it doesn't show it in the trailer, but there's a lot of like set photos and behind the scenes stuff that shows him interacting with children. And the kids are just so fucking happy to see him. You know what I mean? Like in universe, not like, you know what I mean?
Not in real life. Everyone's like, who gets
which
a
they
shit?
Probably would be. I mean, kids are going to be happy.
I'm sure.
But
they
you know, it's one of those things where like in the whole Snyderverse fucking Man of Steel shit, where he's like, he's just, they play up the whole God aspect of him. We're like, oh, what if he was this omnipotent, powerful being? And it's just like, it completely removes humanity from him because he has this, like, he's indebted to saving humans, but it's almost like with humanity removed. It's just so, I don't know. It's a whole other thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just saying, the other one I would recommend, I mean, shit, if you're looking to get into the comics and you want some good Superman, check out Tom King, who did, like, Miracle Man. He did a bunch of other like
some,
I'm trying
to... some Batman, I believe.
Yeah, he did Batman Run for a while. That's actually his like
least popular thing. But either way, he's a good writer. Yeah.
Yeah, Human Target. He did a Superman like mini like 6-issue arc called Superman Up in the Sky, which is amazing. It's really good. It's just like a self-contained story where a little girl gets basically kidnapped into space, and so it's just him going into space and going in little adventures trying to find her, and it's very like heartfelt.
That's tight.
Yeah, Gibbleton, give your hand.
Yeah. So speaking of Tom King and the DCU, or you know, James Gunn's DC universe now. So Tom King wrote, I haven't read it, but it's supposed to be like a spectacular, like Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow run.
Oh, that one's so good.
Where, like, if I could, I don't know if I'll get it right. But yeah. It's I believe Supergirl is either turning 21 or the equivalent of like 21, and she goes to a planet with Krypto where she can get drunk, and she's like, I want to celebrate. And then I think Krypto.
It's a red sun planet.
She doesn't have any powers. Yeah. Krypto gets kidnapped, and then she has to like go find Krypto after that. I think she ends up getting her powers right after that, but like something like that. I don't know.
There's more to it. I forget. I almost want to say Krypto gets like shot or something. But the main part
it's Old Yeller,
Supergirl.
Well, it's supposed to be like closer to True Grit or something like that. It's supposed to be like really inspired by True Grit.
It's pretty much True Grit because like does another main. The main character isn't really Supergirl. It's this other character which I don't remember her name. I mean, it's good. It's just like she teams up and she has a mission. She gets Supergirl on her side and they. You know, gotta escape the planet and do the thing, do True Grit.
And that's
another one, highly recommend.
And so that they had actually announced that there's gonna be a Supergirl movie that's gonna be directly inspired by that. That's why when you look at the Superman trailer, there's Krypto and whatnot. But recently,
I didn't think about that. Yeah,
recently they just announced that Jason Momoa is gonna return as Lobo. So Jason Momoa in Supergirl. Yeah. And I think it's actually. Filming right now,
the main man right now. Anytime you listen to this episode, it's filming,
but it's
even in the future.
Yeah, Supergirl just started filming.
But yeah, those are some recommendations. Do you have anything you want to bring up?
I've mainly been like, I feel like I've just been like constantly playing video games all the time because I just am running away from the fact that I'm about to be way busier.
To avoid, what have you been playing?
Marvel Rivals just all the time,
of course. How are you liking Fantastic Four? Or, I guess, Reed and Invisible Woman.
I don't really use them.
If you tried them.
Like, okay. I tried them.
Not too big of a fan.
I already really... When it comes to healing, it's like I already really like other healers, like, more. And I wasn't as good with Sue. For me, it's Cloak and Dagger is my favorite healer. They're killer. And I end up getting tons of kills with her, too, with them, because when people try to dive, you could just switch to Dagger, or switch to Cloak and just drain them of all their health.
I just love the mechanics in these games, honestly. Like, and I love that every, like, week there's new, like, meta strats to do with different characters.
Nerds.
All the portal strats is so funny.
I love the railgun. They found out, I don't know if you know Gibbleding, but they found a way to make Thor into a railgun. So you, like... put a portal you put it forward.
It's and then one portal is facing forward.
It's like where you need a whole team to do it.
No.
Just two.
It's just like a team up thing.
Yeah.
You like put one portal facing down and one facing forward. And since
like
Thor's
towards the enemy.
And since Thor's ultimate has to smash downwards.
Oh, it's a slam.
If he smashes into the portal. Then he fires across the map.
Yeah, that's so stupid. Oh my god. That's funny.
It's super sick.
It's fun. Another recent one I saw that was crazy was they put the portal off into the out of bounds where you just fall and die. And
Doctor Strange.
The other side of the portal the other side of the Strange portal was right above where the enemy comes out. And Spider-Man just hit around a corner. And then the whole team came out. He walked around the corner, used his uppercut, and knocked them all up and through the portal.
Oh, that's sick. I haven't seen that one. The one I like, too, is some levels have, like, two entryways. So they're, like, Strange will make two portals, one into the other entry. So if you go through one, you just enter through the other. Yeah. For, like, whatever the cooldown. There's, like, I mean, most of those are Doctor Strange, but it's so cool that there's all these, like, strats coming out, you know? Mm-hmm.
The portal tech is always really fun when you get a big team wipe
and you send and you're like capturing point and you send their whole team back to spawn, and then you do the strange portal block, and then you just get to wait there with no one contesting the point for a while.
Gibbleding, did you hear about diamond distributors lately?
Yes, it's very sad. So
for you it is.
I can't really speak. So Diamond Select, I believe they're one of the biggest I think they're the comic book distributor.
Yeah. A monopoly.
Yeah.
Which that's the bad part, the bad part that I don't like, but the other part you're gonna mention is the part that I'm like, oh, that sucks.
So can you explain everything else? Because I only really know about how it affects me, which sucks. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I mean, the parts I know. So Diamond Distributor is a monopoly of basically the publishers of comics for Marvel, DC, and Image, and like all the everything. Big companies.
Almost. Okay.
There's been, yeah. So there's a monopoly. So as such, they don't really care like about some of the stuff. So like for local comic shops, and this is like why it's good that they're going away. But for some local comic shops, if they don't like them, they won't ship to them. Like just straight up sometimes they'll be like, oh, we forgot or something.
Okay.
They also do stupid shit where it's like, hey, you want like this cool variant comic or even this cool toy? Well, you have to buy a bundle of 20 non-cool ones that you just can't move in your store to get that one. And every 20 you get, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
So that stuff isn't cool. That's the stuff I'm
like automatic, or what is it? Manufactured scarcity for certain items.
Yeah.
Like a Deadpool. Exactly. Like if they made a Deadpool and Wolverine wave of action figures and there was only one Deadpool, one Wolverine per case, and like there was 28 other whatever.
Like just mobbers in the back or something. Like it's thugs.
It's fucked.
Okay. Yeah. But Gibbleding mentioned this the other day to me, which I was like, oh shit, this sucks. Which is?
So it's Diamond Select, which does the comic books, but then there's a Diamond Select Toys, which makes a lot of different action figures, and one of them being Nate. Can you guess?
I can't. I literally can't.
Mini Mates.
Are there mates of miniature variety?
Okay. Mini Mates. So Mini Mates are potentially going out of business. They're going to be going bankrupt because the main company is going bankrupt. I think the main company, Diamond Select, is going to be like liquidating all of its assets. Fucking however that works when a company goes bankrupt.
Turning into hot magma.
And if none of it's able to sell, then I guess all of it's just gone, kaput, you know? So there's a lot of different, obviously I'm a Minimate customizer. I've been collecting since like probably for 20 years now, which is crazy. So like all of the different forums and communities I'm a part of are literally like, okay, so how do we all pitch in and buy this company? Which is insane because there's enough people that could probably make it happen and like
pull it together.
I was telling Dala, I'm like, look, if there's a Kickstarter and one of the highest tiers is like, oh, you're a co-founder or you get to design shit or whatever like that, I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm gonna do that because I've been a part of the community for so long. That'd that I'm sick. Like, yeah, I want to have a hand in it. It's insane. Like, we'll know in the next coming weeks whether or not it's all kaput.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But there's also other, it's not just Minimates, you know, they make other Marvel stuff like, Dala, remember when we talked about how you would buy a figure and it would come with a comic book in the back?
Oh, yeah.
That was Diamond.
Yeah, yeah. That's from them. It makes sense. The comics, they had the monopoly in the comic production, so.
So it sucks, you know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. I think McFarlane has been doing that with DC Comics lately, but I don't know if they're good toys and all that, really, from what I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure. That'd be cool. Bring it back. It's a good way to market comics and all.
God. It's the 69th episode.
Yeah, this isn't a werewolf or wolfman
or mini-maids or
episode. Yeah. This is the 69th, sexiest episode.
The horniest episode.
Ooh. Hashtag nice.
Yeah.
Hashtag squirting.
Yeah. Ooh.
What? So. don't make that face. Wow. Don't be like,
That was, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it was a little more graphic than what we're.
You're making me sick.
God. I know. Just wait till we get to my segment of the game. No date idea.
The episode.
Oh no! I feel like I've pivoted too hard into the 69 part of the.
Yeah. So today's episode, I thought it would be kind of fun. So as everyone knows, the audience and co-hosts know, we've recently did our own personal dating app, which is much like, what is it? It's like, or what's that one that's what? Like the celebrities only?
Oracle.
What's that dating app?
Damn.
Aura or something.
Chili.
I do not remember what that thing's called.
It's that, but with characters from fictional franchise.
Oh, boy.
So I thought it'd be fun. I collected 9 of the sexiest hunks I could,
oh my God.
Or beauties, or whatever you want to call them. I've collected, I got their all Hunk their profiles. Cooties. Oh, yeah, the cooties. So I collected 9 profiles, and I thought it'd be a fun little game to kind of go through the profile and you guys try to guess which character from which franchise this is.
Oh,
so I'll give a little, you know, for YouTube listener, watchers, viewers, whatever you want to call, you guys can watch along, and listeners on any other podcast apps, you know, I'll post these profiles online on Instagram, so be sure to follow us at No Dumb Idea on Instagram if you'd like to check out these profiles too. But for the, you know, so I'll show a profile. It's all blocked out. As you can see, there's numbered areas. Each number area, when I click, will reveal some information about this profile. So like age, location, interests, ASL? Things. And there's prompts that they'll, yeah, ASL. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And we're going to try and figure out who these people
yeah,
are.
Okay, okay.
So the way I'll work is I will, each round, I'm going to reveal one more section of the profile. And you guys each get one guess per round on the character. Each, if you get a correct guess, it's 2 points. I will say there will be 1 point if one person guesses a franchise correctly where the other guesses the character, then it gets split. So for example, if this was the fucking, if this was the Bible, then Gibbledang was like, oh, it's the Bible. And then Gym Leader Nate's like, oh, it's Jesus. Those points would be split because one guessed the correct franchise, aka the Bible.
Well, the character. I was thinking that if, what if the Bible did go on a date and it was like you know the way a sock puppet kind of like goes like ba 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 ba, but it was the Bible. It'd be like a Bible puppet.
Yeah, I mean that could be, but that's not what any of these will be.
Okay,
no, it's not like I
picked. I'm just usually misunderstood.
Yeah,
know?
Really.
Sorry.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Bible. Oh yeah,
the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like everyone interprets me differently. It's like so weird and annoying.
So do you eat ass?
I'm all about love and like community. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I eat ass.
I'm the Bible.
I'm the Bible. What the fuck else would I eat?
That's not. Yeah, I'm the Bible, dude. That's that was
the fuck. Do
why
you
did
expect?
We say that? It's the same fucking.
Oh shit. Yeah, and then after the character's been revealed, I was gonna just kind of ask as well if either you guys would swipe yes or no on this character. So,
oh yeah,
you know, we'll go through. The other thing I was gonna say is I think since this is our 69th episode,
ninth.
And it's naughty, yeah, 69th episode, I think the buzz in, you guys will say your favorite curse word. So I don't know, but keep it consistent. Which curse word would you like? Let's start with Gibbledang. Which curse word would you like to use to buzz in?
You're going to have to give me a
no
second.
Slurs.
What? That makes me look so bad.
That gets rid of everything that he was about to do. Sorry. And all your favorite words are gone.
That was,
you'll have to pick
that was for
else.
Both of you. Yeah, no slurs in this whole game. Not just for Gibbledang.
I would like to ass in. I'm taking
ass in.
Okay.
So we have ass from Gym Leader Nate.
Give me, honestly, give me just a second. Like, really.
So some popular ones that we've had in the past is fuck, shit, bazoongas.
Stop saying sub. Stop trying to think. Or I guess you can, but I'll take my headphones off, but shit.
What if you cocked in?
I think cummed.
Ooh,
I think cummed. Cummed is fun.
Cummed.
Yeah.
Okay. Cummed in.
Cummed in.
So you want to come?
Yeah, cummed.
All right. So the game begins. I will reveal, you know, the first 2 rounds will probably be not too much info for you guys to guess. But again, you each get one guess per round.
Easy.
You can guess the franchise or the character.
Jon Snow.
But eventually you want to get the character.
Peter Griffin.
All right, you ready? So for round one, we have the characters are age 25 and 25. So we have potentially a couple here.
Maybe a poly couple naughty. With the old like oh, the old poly look in their eyes.
Come.
Yeah, that's
Ghibli. Mario and Luigi.
Ooh, that is not Mario and Luigi, but that is a good guess. Those two duo would go to like the bar and like pick up hot chicks.
Because they are actually 25, which is weird. They're supposed to be 20. Yeah. 25, yeah, they're supposed to be like 25, 26.
Yeah. Obviously, Bob Hopkins and John Leguizamo were 25, dude. Well,
clearly, that took place later in their career. All right.
Shall we go next round?
No. Yeah, same
next
round.
Next round. We have interests. So one's female, one's male. Height is 5'5", and the other's also 5'6". Occupation is mobsters. That is a gym leader Nate.
Oh. So, Jesse and James.
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
And it is.
Yeah, that's Jesse what I was thinking. That's dumb. That's dumb.
Second round.
That really, yeah.
Listeners, so interest was cross-dressing, food, working out, and cats.
Okay.
They have a prompt. Same. So I guarantee you that we are persistent about getting our hands on your electric rodent and always make sure to blast off together.
Okay, that's too much.
And then their bio is prepare your butthole and make it double. This polycule is too looking much. For temptation to unite our genitals in unification for a night of debauchery and not of love. Extend your reach into our stars for lust, then swipe right for a good time.
That's great.
So would you all swipe yes or no on this couple? You all looking for a polycule from Kanto region?
Yeah, hell yeah. I'd love to be a...
That's going to be a no. Yeah, no. That's going to be a no. These are a couple of freaks. Yeah, a couple of freaks obsessed with chasing rats.
I'd be okay with that.
True.
I'd be okay with that. I chase rats, too.
Not for me.
For sure.
For 11. I do it for 11. Let's go. Might as well get laid at the same time.
God. So, might as well blast
off. That sucks.
Nate, you get 2 points for that, for getting character correct. So next round we have... Well, I guess we have our next one, which is... They are 27 years old. So this is a 27-year-old. I'm going to go to round two because that's not really much to guess. They're from far away. Very
ass.
Far away. Oh, did you meet a name?
Shrek.
Shrek can't be 27.
That is not
that
Shrek.
That sucks. Dumbass.
But like, wouldn't that be so funny, though? Wouldn't that be sucks. So funny, though?
This is when he was younger. Boy,
I'm 27.
Get off my lawn.
I'm a fucking stallion. All right. Yikes. Let's see round three so we can get a little bit more info. We have a female at the height of 5'5". His occupation is senator.
Ass.
His species is human. That's a gym leader name.
This is Padme Amidala. From
oh,
Star
my
Wars.
God.
Oh, my God. Because it is. What the fuck? It's Padme, baby. So,
big, big, boom. Her
interests include politics, equal rights, picnics, and open-mindedness.
It's kind of weird to picture... just to interrupt, but it's kind of weird to picture Padme being the same height as Jesse and James.
Yeah, I get, yeah.
Because compared to like the main characters, Jesse and James always seem tall.
Yeah.
And so it's
but they are fighting kids.
Together
so
5'5".
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, I'm really into equal rights too. And, you know, I kind of, you know.
She's going places.
Yeah, so am I. Down.
Her first prompt is, as a child, I was really into politics. As a child, I spent several years in a legislative youth program. Another prompt is a review by a friend, as fate tried to dictate her response, as love almost diverted her from her quest. She remained the only master of her destiny. She was a beacon of hope. And then the last prompt, which I'm surprised we haven't even gotten this far.
Is that from a book?
That's... from somewhere, yeah. And then the other one is I will never shut up about. And then her what she responded was, have you ever considered we may be on the wrong side?
Look at wrong right there.
The democracy.
Look at wrong.
Yeah,
wrong is spelled wrong.
Spelled wrong purpose.
Isn't that crazy?
Exactly. It's crazy, yeah. What if the democracy we thought we were serving no longer exists, and the republic has become the very evil we have been fighting to destroy? So how are we feeling on Padme?
Episode
pass.
Three. So,
pass.
Pass. Too self-righteous. Pass, yeah. Too much of an idealist.
Too much
not realistic.
What if the younglings?
She's probably looking for something serious.
Shut up.
Says she's good at politics, but all she does is just like kind of like say like I don't like this, and that's about it.
That's the politics.
Yeah.
That's the politicians get at.
Swipe.
So.
Swipe. Gone.
I think most politicians.
Also,
All right. Gone. She's gone.
Or sorry, left. Gone.
Yeah, left. Gone.
Whatever the bad one is.
Yes. Profile. So, first info we get is that they're ageless.
Sonic.
Also, okay. I will say, that is not Sonic.
Also, you didn't come in.
Yeah, you also didn't come in. Didn't
yeah,
come
so it doesn't in. Count.
I will not say any further. Yeah.
Okay.
You
and
come in to
second,
join.
God, I have to come every time. That's exhausting.
I can only come once. And
yeah,
then
I need like an hour before I can come
minutes.
In. And, oh wow. Okay.
Weak. You need to get stronger.
I joke all the time, baby.
You kidding me?
Oh my god, this sucks. Go on, hurry all up.
Right, second round. We get there 1,085 miles away. So they're really far
away.
Sure
it's not Sonic?
Third round.
Okay.
They're male. Height is 3'3". Smoking is only for fools. Exercise is running often. So any guesses so far? Or do we want to... Next fourth round?
No, keep going.
Not the
keep
moment.
It quick. At this point, now it's like fourth a round? Speed round. Now it's quick. Now it's going to be quicker.
Yeah. All right. Interests: motorcycles, Latin music, and guns.
So that's main interest. I think ass.
It's Gym Leader Nate.
It's Shadow the Hedgehog.
That is correct.
Oh, you bitch! That's so stupid! That I know!
You were guessing
no!
Sonic! It's not Sonic!
You,
it's Shadow!
You also didn't come in. I will give
it oh, that's true. I didn't come in. No.
Gym
Leader,
no.
Yeah, you didn't come in.
Only because I didn't. Wait, but also, I do think that Shadow might have an age. Because I think he might have a year that he was made.
Based on the wiki that I was...
Okay.
Well, like... Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. But I looked it up. It said he's ageless. I think he gave like a year, but it said ultimately he's like been alive forever.
Or maybe he can't age, so like the amount of years he's existed doesn't matter.
Also, it should be motorcycles, guns, Latinas, not Latin music. That's memes have ever said that.
That'd be too much on the nose.
Well, that's what it. That's then maybe I would have gotten it.
He likes Latin music because of the Latinas.
Well, that's not confirmed. That's not confirmed. Only the Latinas have been
that's
confirmed.
That's also why smoking is only for fools.
Yeah.
It's on the profile.
It's not.
Yeah, he wrote this. I didn't write it.
You don't get
it. He wrote it. For his profile, he also wrote, his personal hell is anyone who opposes me when someone gets in my way and fools.
I'm 0 for 3.
He said, we'll get along if taking candy from a baby is fine by you. And I am known for being the ultimate life form born to ensure peace and justice amongst all of mankind. So, Shadow, will we swipe yay or nay for this baby?
I'll swipe yay.
That's a yay for me. Swipe yay. Yeah, we're definitely swiping yes for Shadow. Shadow, oh, yeah. Dreamboat.
Chaos
you
control,
can control
baby.
My chaos any day.
And it's like this guy's not going to swipe back on me. It's okay, whatever. He's not going to swipe back. But then like...
yeah, it's a shot in the
But
dark.
Then like a day later, you're like, yeah. Oh my god, Shadow swiped back on me. Oh god, okay. Oh, what do I say? I have to say something.
Black 9K. What do I say?
Proceeds to never meet up.
I only
with
have
you.
24 hours yeah, before our yeah. conversation expires. What do I do?
That was a bumble.
Just immediate hole.
Yeah. No, he didn't respond. All right. For a fourth character, ready, gents, we have. They're around 3,000 years old.
So okay. Cool.
Got a grant, pretty got a gilf on old. Your hands. They're from 50,000 plus miles away, very far.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I think so, yeah.
They're sexless, but they do go by she, her.
Me too.
Their height is 5 foot, and occupation is teacher and technician. Any guesses so far? If not, I can keep going. You do not have to guess every.
Nah, I think you're gonna have to keep going on. With that one.
Fourth is their interest is frisbee, barns, teen drama shows, alien plushies, and hiding in bathrooms. Sounds like a bit of a nervous wreck for me, if you ask me.
Wait,
Nate, do you?
Okay.
I will go. Number five is
number.
They
five.
Dislike child safety locks, clods, and tyrants. I did also try to scale these from easiest to hardest, so this is probably pretty
cool. Come?
Ooh, I hear I'm coming. Gip?
Is this Peridot from Steven Universe?
It is Barrett Peridot.
Damn. What the fuck?
That's a 2 points for Gibbledane. The sexiest,
nice.
Sexiest.
I would
Peridot.
Not have gotten that one.
Did we? Wait, how do you? Wait.
Do you?
Why did you? What? Have we talked about Peridot?
No. I mean, I know you like Steven Universe, and I think Jim later, I was going to ask, do you like? I feel like we brought up Steven Universe.
I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay.
She's my favorite character.
I did ask for help. Oh, no shit.
That's why.
I didn't see sexy. Their prompts are, first prompt is, something I learned way later than I should have is, I learned what snakes, bees, and cars are when I was bit, stung, and hit by them. And then their second prompt.
Best way to learn.
And second prompt is, let's break dating stereotypes by putting on our best appearance modifiers, wear our limb enhancers, and use our gravity connectors on a hike while we interrogate each other and obtain our useful information.
Nice.
So, yeah, Peridot.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm assuming, Gib, that's a swipe yes for
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
And what about you? I could swipe so hard the phone
that's
fucking
a no.
Works.
That's a no. That's a rock.
That's
so funny.
Yeah, they're sexless, so there's probably nothing.
They're all just living rocks.
No, but really, you didn't know that was. Did I? Know? I was like, damn. Did I tell you that this was my favorite character at any point?
I'm surprised you didn't get it sooner. Then
I was really confused. That's why. Like, that's why I was like, no, this can't be her. That's why I was like, no. She's awesome because she starts off as a villain, but she's like, she's only a villain because like one of the major bad guys is just like, hey, you have to do this. But then once she starts thinking for herself and experiencing Earth culture, she's like, oh my god, wait, no, why am I doing all of this? But all she's also she's mm-hmm. still very stunted, and because she was a villain, although she is nice now, it's still like not to be like autistic or anything, but like straight up she's like, don't touch me, like we're cool or everything, like
she's like a Vegeta.
She's straight up like a Vegeta. She's she's awesome. She's awesome.
I was gonna say, I did a bunch of doing the research, watching clips and all. I was like, oh, she seems cool. I saw a lot of stuff about her being autistic. COVID.
Yeah,
there's a clip I saw that I liked where I think Steven is like running out of a bar and she's like hiding. And I forget what he says, but he's like, something like, you're awesome. And she's like, you're lying. And he's like, yeah, but, you know, and she's like, smiles. I'm like, well, that's a cute little like interaction.
It's such a good show.
Along the lines such a good show. Yeah. That's just so funny that it's like, that was like,
I was like, I knew it. I don't know. I thought I was going to be losing. I'm down by 3 and I'm just like, Peridot? Yeah,
3-1 or 6-2 now. I got 3 correct, right? Yeah, because it's the fourth one. I got the first 3 right.
I did split the shadow one because Gib gave, although he didn't come in.
That's true. This one, I came so much.
All right, 6-2.
Shut up.
That's right.
Let's go.
What?
No, you're
5-3.
I gotta be a stickler to my rules. It's okay.
No, it's 6-2. There's been 4 of them, and they're 2 per.
My score is 5-3, but go on.
All right. Anyways, next round we have someone. Let's find out who this one is. So they are 35 and 1,000 plus years old. So we got maybe another couple.
Another couple. Okay.
They are 2,898 miles away. So pretty far.
Okay.
They them pronouns. Height is 6'3", occupation, vigilante, education, genetic memory, smoking, never, and exercises, it's a lifestyle for them. Constant lifting weights, running, doing stuff, you know. Go ahead, give it a
Is this Cloak and Dagger?
It is not Cloak and Dagger.
Ass.
That is Gym Leader Nate.
Is this Master Chief and the program in his head?
Cordana?
Cortana?
That's a good guess. But it's not correct in this one. So let's see what our next round.
Okay.
Well, you remember one per round.
Okay.
Interest. Medical dramas, helping the homeless, fitness, and innocence.
This one's Mario and Luigi.
No, another
okay.
Good guess. Luigi's 1,000 years old and Mario's 35.
Yeah.
Interest. Medical dramas.
Do you have any guesses? If not, I can move on.
I have no idea.
Next round. All right, next round. I am hoping you, and they wrote, are okay that we occasionally bond with others and are not over our ex.
So okay.
Definitely not going to swipe with this others. One. I know that, though.
You don't want a couple? What the hell?
hot couple.
Yeah, I don't want to be a third to a kind of a game. I don't want to be a third to a couple where one of them is not over their ex. This sounds like a terrible fucking combination. I feel like
two truths and a
lie. I feel like I'd be in a throuple with four people. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's an open relationship.
Okay.
So two truths and a lie. One, we love eating human brains, only second to chocolate. Two, we can't have kids. And three, we once were cloned from our tongue and had to fight the clone.
Nate, dude.
So one of those two is those three is a lie as well. So.
I am so lost. Just tell us.
I'm
like,
so now. I'm just so.
Like, no, keep. What's so, the well, seventh
yeah.
one?
Yeah,
what's
one the more. One? We have Might one more see. Hidden. Ooh, we have my obsession is, and they have an audio. Let's see what they
what
said.
Surf the web. Surf the web.
Oh, come. Okay. Come.
That's
yes, it's Venom.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's Venom and Eddie Brock.
It is Venom and Eddie Brock. That's two for Gibbleton.
I'm on a comeback, baby.
Look at that caked up baby.
That was
six
hard.
To four.
Yeah, that really was. No, I was like, exactly. what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, wow. Looking at everything, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Loved eating loved eating human brains, and in the 90s, chocolate was like the only thing to curb that hunger. So are we swiping yes or no on this caked up beast?
I would say yes, because then I could be alone all I want, but without being alone.
Okay.
Yes, so I can give my mind over to the symbiote hive mind and stop having to think.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. Let them do all the...
Let them have it.
Give them brain rot.
You just sleep and the body keeps like... Yeah.
Then all the fucking symbiotes are going to be like, skibbity toilet!
Exactly. Actually, my autism will spread to the rest of the
symbiote. They'll rot.
Noel like gets defeated because he just starts becoming autistic and can't handle like transitioning or anything.
Yeah.
Like,
rot's contagious, yeah.
That's true. There you go. That's
true.
Then we'll vaccinate those hosts.
Yeah. All right. Next round... So this character is 53 years old. They are male, but they do go by he, her, they. So any pronouns, really. Their height is 14 feet 8
ass.
Inches. That's Gym Leader Nate.
This is Master Chief.
Master Chief is pretty tall, actually, but I don't think he's 14
feet
tall. He's
tall.
Yeah. Something like that. That's
Optimus Prime.
It is not Optimus Prime. That was a good guess. Occupation: Army Commander. Music: something sensual / flamboyant.
Okay.
Next round. Interest: freedom, safe spaces, revolution, makeup, hormono yaki, and queer rights. Hormono yaki.
I don't know.
Sorry, it's a tough one to say. All right. Should we move on next round?
Never mind. Keep going. The height. I keep forgetting about the height. That one's crazy.
You guess. I mean, it doesn't
matter.
No,
my guess would be wrong because I forgot about that.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Fourth round. My friends ask me for advice about how to take down oppressive government systems, how to look so good, and how to run safe space for queer folks and gender transition.
Okay, that last one got me confused again. Never mind.
No, okay, then Gibbledon.
RC?
This is not RC. Tell me RC from Transformers.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I'm going to ask in for franchise to see if I can get the one point. Is this from One Piece?
This is from One Piece.
Oh, okay.
I knew it. I just don't know the characters enough. I just don't know the characters.
Well, let's move on because you both took your guess. So, favorite quality in a person.
Ass.
Gym Leader Nate. I'm gonna read the favorite quality in a person. Yeah.
Now I'm blanking on the name. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll read this while you think. Favorite quality in a person. When my little candies are their true selves and find their divine selves. Oh, and then it also says, I messed it up, whatever, but they also said, I'm not worried about silly things like labels. People can call me whatever they like. They can even call me crap. Never call me crap.
No, I don't think
and
I
then I guess
right
the sixth round is they're from Momomori Island.
Oh!
Can you get last guesses?
No, I don't know.
That helps.
Monkey D. Luffy.
All right. This
come.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. No. Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of the fish people, I think, right?
This is Emporio Invanco, who's a trans.
Yeah.
There's no point, or I guess 1 point to Gym Leader Nate for getting the correct franchise. Yeah. This character is Devil Fruit, allows people to transition, and they run a trans safe space island, which is pretty cool.
That's so dope. And also, fun nice. They literally, they look like Frankenfurter, which I'm sure that has to be, like straight up, that has to be like a reference.
I was watching like clips. This is another one I got help on, but yeah, I was watching clips of this character and I was like, oh yeah, this is like Frankenfurter, like straight
that's
up.
That's awesome. I love that.
Is this a swipe yay or nay for this?
Yay!
For the he, her, they crap person.
I'm gonna say nay. I don't know enough about him because I haven't seen the show.
You don't want to swipe and find out? See what they're like?
Nope, I have to know first. That's why the only one I've let into my safe space so far from this has been Shadow the Hedgehog. Because I know for sure.
True. I didn't even know. You didn't say Team Rocket funny enough. I guess you know enough.
No, freaks.
Well, yeah, true. Optimus Prime better be on this list.
We have three more. It's no, but gay Optimus Prime.
Goptimus Prime?
Jorkin'.
Glurktimus Prime?
Yeah, I'm jorkin' it. We have three more rounds, and these are going to be probably the toughest ones. I mean, I guess.
Sure.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
Easy for me. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, for this seventh character, they are 43. They're from Metropolis, comma, major American
ass.
City. That's Gym Leader Nate.
Wait.
So, it's Metropolis major... in a major American city.
Oh. Never mind. I thought... I misread Metropolis, sorry.
It should be a minus 1 point.
No.
It should be.
Everyone gets... it should be, but it's not, unfortunately.
You should get minus 1 point because you're ugly.
This is a male, 6'3". Occupation is a PI / paranormal mercenary. Their race is demon / human. And they like rock and metal music. That's a junior name.
Hellboy?
This is not Hellboy. That's a really good guess.
Come.
Gibbling.
I was about to
come and he surprised me.
Is this Dylan Dog?
No, that's another good guess actually. I'm wondering now if you guys even know who this character is, but let's find out. Let's see. Their interests are pizza, gambling, whiskey, family, friends, and dad rock. Although the dad rock guy, that's more like my interjection, but I think so.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ass.
Yeah.
Is this Harry Dresden?
Who the hell is Harry Dresden?
I don't know if you read books. Sorry.
You know none of us read books.
What's a book? I only read the Bible. That's because it eats my ass.
Minus 1 point.
I only do the Bible because it eats my ass.
That's true. You know the Bible eats ass. Right,
fifth round, we have Bio. I guess you could say I really don't care about much, but do enjoy a sick party and a good trench coat. I am looking for someone who can be my kind of rain. Swipe left if you don't shoot others in the head.
Ass.
That is Jimmy the Knight.
This is Max Payne.
Ooh, you're getting closer. But it is not Max Payne.
Okay.
Sixth round. I never leave the house without Ebony, Ivory, Rebellion, and Nevin. You never know when you might need to fight off family or shred out a solo. Next round. Last round, actually, before we reveal. There, I am still not over. I should have been the one to fill your dark soul with light. You got a real edge lord.
Sorry, Nate?
I'll give the hint that this is from a video game.
This is... Dante.
Yes, yeah, probably, right?
From...
Okay, Double so it is, yeah.
It is Dante.
Yeah.
Donkey. It's Donkey from Devil
it's
May
Donkey
Cry.
From Devil May Cry.
Yeah, I love the fucking...
I should have been the one to fill your dark soul with light.
That was the one, that was literally the line where I was like, wait, I've heard this.
Okay, I was worried at like towards the middle of this. I was like, shit, maybe you guys, none of you... late. I mean, I've only played like one or two of the games, but
I've only played one, but I remember that. One, yeah.
That's like the only line.
It's the only line.
So I'll give you, it's still 2 points. Alright. How are you guys feeling? You guys ready for the last two?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm so ready.
We got Domination Station we get a, over here. Actually, a little bit more because we got to cut shit. But all right, next one.
You got a 69.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try my best, I swear. All right, so we have next character.
Or make it 6 hours and 90 minutes. So 7 hours, or aka 7 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, all right. Listeners, it's going to be one or the other. I got to shoot forward. If we overshoot, we're going further. We keep going.
Nice. Perfect. Perfect.
So this character is 1,000+ years old.
Okay.
They're from several hundred kilometers southeast of Japan. So, you know.
Ass.
Oh, that's a ass in.
This is Godzilla.
Oh my!
It is not God. Godzilla. That's a good
come!
Give
it's
a
Master Roshi.
Ooh, that's also good. That's not the Master Roshi. Okay, third round. We have their male occupation is they're the bringer of chaos, and exercise is a lifestyle for them as well. Fourth round. Interest: negative energy, hatred, pancakes, hot baths, chocolate ice cream, and aerobics. I'll give a guess at the, or I'll give a hint at the end.
Negative energy, hatred, pancakes?
Pancakes. Mm-hmm. Hot baths, chocolate ice cream, and aerobics. Next round we have, they dislikes, love, defeat, little girls, and prank calls. So they hate little girls, defeat, love, and prank calls. Six bit of info.
I'm so lost. Yeah.
My friend describes me as a villain so evil, so sinister, so horribly vile that even the utterance of his name strikes fear into the hearts of men, but also very polite and very flamboyant. So this character is very quiet, very flamboyant, but also very evil.
What?
What?
This is gonna be this is a tough one.
This is hard.
Oh, yeah. What am I? So I'll give the last bit of info, and then I'll give a hint of like what genre.
Come.
Okay. Yeah.
Media. Oh, that's Gibbling.
Majin Buu.
It is not. That's a good guess.
Wow, motherfucker. Really, okay.
You're getting close with that. Not that close. Pretty close. Okay. I should say. You'll see.
Okay.
Seventh info. My real life superpower is destroying the Earth. If
come,
that stupid
ass.
Monkey and his brain.
He said pass. Come. He said pass.
I got it. I said ass.
Said pass.
I said ass. No, why would I say pass?
I don't know. I don't know why you said you would say pass, but I was first.
This is Frieza for
no.
It is not Frieza. It is not Frieza.
Oh. Come.
No. Yeah.
Oh. Gibbledon.
Cell. Okay.
It's not so. I'm gonna.
Okay, I don't know enough.
I'll give it. This is an American cartoon. An American cartoon.
Wait, what the fuck? Come? Is this Vilgax from Ben 10?
It is not.
Oh, motherfucker! You son of,
but you're close.
You bitch!
Wait, destroying the Earth if that stupid monkey.
What the fuck?
Stop.
I give up. I give up.
Shall I give it? Or... Yeah.
I have no
idea.
Oh
my god.
It is him from Powerpuff Girls.
Okay. I was going to say Mojo Jojo. Okay.
Yeah. I thought the Mojo Jojo part would be like a little bit in the little girls.
Although I don't think he is. But, or I don't think they are male. I thought that's their whole thing. It is? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I looked on. I think he's like. I guess he's just like a cross dresser. And it's. I looked it up on like the wiki, at least I should say.
With crab claws. Yeah,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Sexy. This is like always my favorite Powerpuff Girl character. What? Oh, this is so fun.
Same. Once you said monkey, that's where I was like, oh yeah, Dragon Ball Z easily.
DBZ. Yeah.
I was like,
I would have.
It made me think of that one show. There was a kid show about a monkey who was a superhero, and I thought I thought it was referencing that. And I was like, I don't know the villain from
that
show.
That was Dexter's Laboratory. Yeah. You're thinking of?
Yeah.
It was a cutaway because it was the monkey, and then it was the League of Super Friends.
Right.
Yeah.
With like,
is are we swiping yay or nay on him?
Yay.
By the way,
nay.
What?
also
bad guy. Evil bad guy. Evil. Look at all the evil sinister. No,
yeah,
like,
but it's a hookup. It's a quick, yeah. It's a fling.
It's a Tinder grinder.
You're not going to talk to him again.
All right. We have our last character who is probably the hardest. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe you guys can clutch this one.
Come.
Nibbling. I'll give you 3 points.
Okay, Freddy Fazbear.
No.
Fuck!
Unfortunately,
I thought it was.
Alright.
Oh, ass. So, wait, I have to get my for this, too.
Yeah. Sure.
This is...
No, don't look at it.
Well, now I see... I was like, what? It's, oh, like, can I see the things?
I blocked it up.
I was going to say Master Chief again.
No, you really want that ass? Alright, first bit of info. They're male. Their height is 1.9 centimeters. Occupation, astronaut. Ass. And music is harmonic synthesizer. Jimmy or Nate?
Olimar.
Well, goddamn, I thought this would be the hardest
one. No, that's legit what I was...
I just happened to know...
No, that's what I was thinking, too.
I just watched a whole YouTube video about, like, about the heights of the characters in Smash Bros. Other canonical heights, and so I knew about Olimar's 1.9 centimeter.
No, that's so funny. That really was the first thing that I thought of, too. That's so funny.
Oops. I thought it's funny because I was like, I don't think I okay.
Now for the hardest one, and then Nate immediately was like, yeah. Olimar.
Immediately. My bad.
Oh, it's Olimar, duh.
Have any of you played Pikmin?
I haven't. No, I
think it's just I've played Smash and I know that he's a tiny astronaut. Yeah. And so it's just like, oh, tiny astronaut.
My God.
Well, I guess for the, you know, interest, gardening, science, treasure hunting, leadership, and arts. Their bio. I do enjoy spending time to myself, which is one benefit of my job, but I do spend a lot of time with my colorful employees.
Colored?
But I guess you could call them friends.
That would be fucked up if he was like, I spent a lot of time with my colored... I'm sorry, go on.
Colored friends.
Why?
Colorful.
I can specifically didn't.
I can be salty and sarcastic when annoyed, but that might happen when my tryptophobia is triggered, which actually was an interesting fact to learn. And then... Olimar's response to a non-negotiable is this audio clip.
I get that. Yeah.
But that concludes the game, so no shit. Wow, thanks for playing, y'all.
That was so fun.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I was
dominated. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Dig it.
Can you dumb it? Can you, dumb it?
Can you do it?
So we actually... Wow, I'm surprised. I literally thought this would be more of a like closer game, but...
No, not at all.
Dang with 4 points, and Gym Leader Nate with a hot 11.
Hell yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, nice.
Because Gym Leader Nate's got the dirtiest brain here.
Starting off the new year by winning your first game.
I just know a lot of people's canonical heights from their universe.
Now I know. If I'd known that, I would have probably saved that for like later. Because I'm like, 1.9 centimeters. They're going to be like, who the fuck is this? But yeah, like Gibbledon, you know, speaking of sexy things, you got any sexy games for us?
All right, everybody. You just finished listening to No Dumb Idea. Now why don't you go ahead and pop your socks off, lay back, and chill out. We're listening.
Grab a drink.
Grab a drink. Grab two drinks. Grab three. Grab a pal. Doll.
Grab a tray full of drinks.
Grab Kleenex.
Because this is No Dumb Idea After Dark.
After Dark.
Ah, yes. Awooga.
Okay. It's the 69th episode. I got a little game here, right? So.
Bonus game. Second game.
A bonus game, yeah. Game two.
I feel a little dirty because, honestly, I didn't ask you what the premise was going to be for this episode, Dala. I just asked if it was going to be I just asked if it was going to be horny, and you said like, yeah, sure. And you said kinda, and now at the end of the episode I realized no, this episode wasn't horny at all. It was just a very like just first date, if anything. It was just, like anti-horny.
Yeah, true.
So now we're back.
I don't know. That polycule of Jesse James are pretty fucking horny.
And now we're back. Now we're into No Dumb Idea After Dark. Oh yeah.
After Dark.
Go and lock your door. Grab your socks. Ooga, ooga. It's No Dumb Idea After Dark.
Trying to leave out the dumb.
Okay.
All the sound effects, yeah.
So, boing. Okay. So, it's the 69th episode, you know. I decided, why not, like, make it a little bit raunchy towards the end, right? So, I decided to come.
I like ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Raunch.
You decided to come?
Yeah, wow. Ranch has come.
I like raunch.
Raunch. Fancy dressing. Come. So, at first, I thought that this was going to be a 3-round mini game, but honestly I got really excited and I made it 10 rounds.
Then you came.
And then I came. So I realized with, you know, with all these new movies coming out and popular movies, whatever, I realized that they're always gonna make porn parodies of every single one, right?
True. Gotta stay current.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legos.
So I
TMNT.
Why is that the first
Lego? Wait, what the fuck is your...
Have you not... Yeah.
That is not what we were...
There's a Lego movie. What's Lego movie?
I thinking like specify. Star
What the fuck
Wars,
is your problem, Star man?
Check it out. It's actually kind of funny.
Dollars just straight up like, yeah, on YouTube. You know how you always running across Lego porn.
Anywho.
Hey, Lego movie. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Shut up. Anywho. So I've got 10 rounds here. Each round consists of 4 porn parody titles, and you have to tell me which one is the real porn parody.
The one's real.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my favorite type of game.
Although I will say some rounds they're all fake.
More than one is real?
None of them are real.
They're all fake some rounds. Okay.
What the fuck is that?
All right. Well, no. So you guys get a point if you're able to count the real one, and then if you're able to deduce that none of these are real, then you know you get a point.
Get a point.
Obviously.
Okay. Right. I was like, how do we get a?
Please don't Google.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Damn it! Too late.
I'm gonna bing every one of these shits.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Hmm.
Do you? How do we buzz then? Do you want us to say just buzz?
It's up to you guys. Nothing.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'll say coochie.
You'll say coochie?
Coochie. And...
We'll see what I come up with.
Okay. I'll know it's you.
And do we need a...
Yeah, you'll know. Know...
Yeah. Anytime you speak, oh yeah, that's Gym Leader Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to wait till you give all the answers or the options? Or can we just buzz in once we know?
I mean, unless you perverts know which one is the fucking part, the real one.
You might want to hear
ahead,
all of them.
Dala.
I mean, I know about
Dala's
the Lego movie.
Like,
apparently,
when I hear the real one, I'll recognize it.
Yeah, I'll know. Yeah, I've seen all of them.
Yeah,
I've seen every single
The Lego movie? What the fuck is your problem? Okay.
Yeah, I'll explain myself after.
What is your
round one.
So, okay, I saw a video by a YouTuber who did a fucking review of...
We were actually asking. Yeah. We don't want to know.
Yeah, I'm fucking specifying. I'm not a pervert.
I'm sorry. This episode has just been so fucking back and forth.
It's okay. It's after dark.
It's no dumb idea after dark. Okay. So, for the first round, you know, some of the sexiest movies that we got out there in terms of superhero movies, you know, you got their black leather, skin tight, you know, Hugh Jackie boy, the X-Men movies, right? So, we're going to see which ones are real. We got triple X-Men, or, well, you know, XXX-Men, you know, because it's...
Right.
Triple X-Men, First Ass.
Ooh, pretty good.
That's a good.
Pretty
one.
Good. All right. That's next one. Triple X-Men, Gaze of Future Ass. Ooh, pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
A really good one, yeah.
I feel like that's too good. To
then
be
the third one, one, third one, Triple X-Men, A Cock on Lips.
Oh, I see. Apocalypse. A cock
yeah, I'm
on
like, that's
lips.
Good, but I'm like, how would they do that? Okay. They might.
And then Triple X-Men, Dark Penis.
A cock.
Skibbity Toilet. Coochie.
Oh, okay. A dollar? Dollar?
I think I skibbity toileted first.
Ah,
okay. I will say that last one, dark cock or whatever.
Dark
it was.
Penis?
Dark Penix. Is it Dark Penis? That one's fake.
One. That one's fake?
Wait, I thought, oh, no, no, no,
you
real.
You have to decide
sorry,
which one's
real.
Real.
I forgot.
Okay, so no, I'm going to skip you
forgot,
and I'm going to
yeah.
go to.
So they're all fake except for.
Gym
one.
Leader Nate? What do you think?
Yeah, that's right.
The first one is real.
Triple X Men, first ass.
Yeah. Lips,
so for this round, none of you get it because none of you, none of you, none of them are real.
Oh, they're all fucking.
They're
fake.
All fake.
All right.
Of course.
All right.
Damn it! I forgot that was a rule.
All right. Are you ready for round two?
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Ooh, we're going to DC now. Okay. We got.
Ooh.
Buttman Begins.
Okay.
That's a good one, right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Okay. We got the dark cock.
It's his own. He's laughing at his own.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got the dark cock rises.
Right. That makes, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
And then we have bat pussy.
Kratata.
I said coochie
first. I don't know who got it first.
Yeah, I was like, you get...
I don't know. All
right. I heard gratata first. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking
about.
That's
a lie. I'll edit it differently. Don't worry.
None of these are real.
Ooh, can I get my guess, though, before?
Yeah, sure.
Bat pussy's real. Unfortunately, I know that is a real
ooh,
one.
Dala. Okay, Dala's right. Yeah, I'm sure Dala...
Why do you know that?
Because it's a Vinegar Syndrome movie.
Okay. Okay.
For those Vinegar Syndrome people, you know.
What does that even mean? Is that a secret code?
All right.
Vinegar I won't explain. You look it up.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to action movies now, you know? Testosterone. Ooh. Man, hell yeah.
Die Hard. It's just regular Die Hard.
Well, no shit.
It's just hard. It's hard, hard.
No, but you guys. Oh my god! I can't believe you guys. It's Guy Hard.
Guy. That's a pretty. Good
okay.
One.
Okay. Well. Yeah, well. Let me start. So there's Guy Hard.
Yeah.
Guy Harder.
Okay. Right.
A good gay to Guy Hard.
Yep.
That's good.
Or Guy Hard with the Vengeance.
Coochie.
Bingus.
Oh no, Dala. Dala, I heard that.
That's it.
Yeah, Dolly got that one.
I'm gonna say they're all fake. I think they're all fake.
The first one's real. The first one's real.
Ah, Dolly's right. Dolly's right.
Oh,
they're all fake. They're all fake.
I was like, there's no way.
Because I was hoping the first one was real, and he made up all the ones based off of it.
No, I would love if the fourth movie is somehow the one that got the porn parody, but none of the others. You know. They're like a good guy, the gate of Guy Hard.
Specifically, Guy Hard, Guy's Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, I was a lot. I was really proud of a good gay to Guy Hard.
That one's really good. I knew that one was fake, but that was so funny.
Okay. Oh my god. Next round. Are you guys keeping track of points? By the way. I think I think Dala's winning. Okay, you guys ready?
I don't think I have any points.
I had my fingers.
Oh god, fanning myself. It's so hot and sexy in here. I can't breathe.
Senpai, take your shirt off.
Okay, you guys ready?
Okay, born ready.
American Slut Ho.
Okay, is this like a theme?
It's American Psycho.
Okay, I was like.
Oh yeah. Okay, I will say these are a little bit horror themed, right? So we got American Slut Ho,
horror and porn together.
Which Nate correctly guessed as American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho.
Evil Head.
That's
a good one.
Right,
the classic.
Galien versus Hedditor.
Okay,
I want that one to be real. Okay. If it's not. Yeah. I'm gonna make it.
And then the substance, and in parentheses, it's cum.
Shaboing.
Coochie.
No. I was shaboing boinging in, just for clarity. Yeah,
Nate was way earlier. What is it?
Yeah. This one, with this one, I'm gonna say they're all fake again.
No.
I'm gonna say Galien, if not.
Alien versus Predator or Hedator.
So you both are wrong. Evil Head.
Is it okay. Evil Head?
It's Evil Head.
Yeah. It's Evil Head. I fucking. That's such a like, I mean, obvious.
That sounds
one.
The most realistic to me, but I was like, I don't know. I think they might all be fake.
I don't know.
But that's, yeah, okay.
I think the substance parentheses it's cum was pretty good.
It's cum, yeah.
That was
I'm
pretty
sure.
good. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Okay. Hit film, the substance. Porn parody.
Ooh.
Also, how did you Google? Did you go to Pornhub and look up all these titles to find them?
Years of research.
Yeah, your search history must be a minefield.
Yeah, years of research. I would say that this episode, like my whole life, has been leading up to the making. It's my magnum opi.
Yes. Yeah.
This episode is my magnum cum pie. I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, you're gonna continue to do research after this.
Exactly.
Too,
so. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell.
It's after dark. It's fine.
It's after dark. Okay. Okay. So I wouldn't say that there isn't a real theme here to this one. Okay. So we have
okay.
Ben-Hur, and in parentheses, over. Ben-Hur.
Okay. I see. Okay.
Ben-Hur over.
Pirates of the Cunnilingus, Curse of the Black Pearl. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Shaving Ryan's privates.
Oh, that sounds like it too.
And then,
right.
And then, AI, artificial insemination.
Coochie.
Yeah. Damn.
I'm gonna go with shaving Ryan's privates. I think those are all pretty good though.
It's the I think the second one's real. It's the Pirates of the Cunnilingus is real, I think.
So we got our guesses in.
You're both wrong. 50 None 50 of them are real.
Oh, wow. Really? Really?
Pirates of Cunnilingus was good. Because it's like, you don't have to change much. The Curse of the Black Pearl literally still works.
It's pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah. But I changed Caribbean to Cunnilingus. And then Shaving Ryan's Privates.
That's a good
one. I remember coming up with that.
That's from Family
Guy. Is it?
Yes. Oh,
okay, then that's right. That's right. Wait, I was like, I remember.
That's an old family joke.
Thinking of that joke.
Oh, is it?
But then I thought of AI, artificial insemination, and that made me laugh.
I was like, that's too. I mean, this thing is with porn titles. You know, some of them are good parody titles, and some of them aren't. Like, they're good puns, or they're not. You know, so it's a real hit or miss. It's real fucking tough.
True.
Okay.
Not exactly a standard of excellence to look towards.
Yeah.
So, ooh, okay, now this in particular is Harry Potter. Okay? So let's check it out. Okay, so we got Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls. We got Harry Cooter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. We got Harry Splugler and the Glory Hole of Secrets, or we have Gay-ry Penis and the Deathly Swallows.
Coochie.
Part one.
Coochie. That will last really too
Wait,
much.
Let me say that again.
Part one. Sure.
Actually, can I get all of these again, please?
Go ahead.
One more time, to be honest.
Oh my god. Okay.
Gildings left the building.
I'm gonna need all these one more time.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls. Harry Cooter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. Harry Splugler and the Glory Hole of Secrets. Or Gay-ry.
What's that last one?
Yeah, that was the last one. Come on.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. Gay.
It's after dark. We're serious.
Gay-ry Penis.
Shut up. Let me say it. Gay-ry Penis and the Deathly Swallows Part 1.
Part 1. Coochie.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the Azkaban one, I think, is real.
None of them are.
Yeah, I think they're all fake. I'll go Harry.
You're wrong. You're both wrong because it's actually Harry.
Is it Harry Balls?
It's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls.
Yeah. Sorcerer's Balls.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next round. You guys ready?
Ready.
Well, it'd be funny if we get like a fan like at some like in the future that's like, well, actually, this one is a real one.
It is real. Like, you didn't know.
Somebody's like a real like deep dive.
It has two views. Yeah,
it's like actually a lot of these made up ones are real.
Yeah, yeah, they're actually real. Like, it's like
you just aren't going to the right place.
I linked it below. Here
we go. Okay, you guys ready?
We're going.
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have Indiana Bones and the Temple of Coom. We have Avengers Coom's Day. We have Flesh Gordon. And then we have Cumzilla Sex Dong, the new humpire.
Banger.
I heard Nate first.
Alright.
That's a lie.
You wanna
Kangaroo Court.
Okay, so I'm gonna go with the one that I think genuinely like sounds like it just I really want this one to exist. Flesh Gordon. It's the one I really wanted to be real was Flesh Gordon.
What were you going to say, Dollar?
I'm sure it's that one, too.
Okay, yeah. Well, since Nate got it first, Flesh Gordon.
Yeah,
I'm sure we've heard that before. We've heard that before, right?
I feel like someone's I don't know where, but I've heard it. Yeah. Flash Gordon is old enough that that sounds like it's like one of those like porn tapes that somebody made on DVD or VHS.
VHS even, yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say, I feel like with the older movie parodies too, the titles are probably gonna be just straightforward, you know? Like a lot less pun. Like the pun is just like one word different.
Well, that's the thing. Like
modern, it's like it's a
range. Yeah, you're right. But like, I feel like so many porn parodies are made so quickly now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which the internet. That's the internet.
I don't know. I wouldn't know. But I,
so hey, we're in the fight. Yeah, we're in the last three rounds. We're in the last three rounds.
You gotta really pump them out. You know.
Speaking of pumping them out, let's get to these ones. Ooh, they're all James Cameron's Avatar themed. You guys ready?
Perfect. Yes.
It's perfect. Yeah,
we have round one. This ain't Avatar. After that, we have Ava. Huh?
Okay.
And then we have Analtar, the last cockbender. And then we have
That's a different
Avatar. Not done.
Yeah, that's the right Avatar.
And we have
go ahead.
Avatar, the Way of Water, parentheses, the water is come.
Poochie.
All right, Dollar.
They're all fake. Those are all fun. Or like they're also they're not all James Cameron's Avatar.
I'm gonna say the first one is real.
Oh, Jim Leader Nate, you are right. This ain't Avatar is a real porno.
This ain't Avatar.
That's so dumb. Oh my god.
That's so cum.
What the hell? I'm curious to see it now, just because I'm like, what the hell does that even mean?
Yeah, you're curious to see it. Me too. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Research.
Okay.
Research purposes.
Okay. Two more rounds. Ooh. Now we're going into TV. Are you guys ready for TV porn parodies?
I was like TV porn. What the fuck is that? I get shit.
You know, the kind that's on TV all the time.
That's what I'm
constantly.
Okay.
Like,
what's it called? Animal Planet.
There we go.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay. So. We have The Gang Bang Theory.
Oh, that's
nice.
We have Suck Session.
Okay.
I see. Pretty right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually Succession. Really funny.
Succession.
Breaking Balls.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And then The Orifice. And in parentheses, it's The Office.
The Office. Yeah.
Binger. Bang, bang, bang.
Ooh, Gym Leader Nate.
Coochie and also.
What is it?
Second guess.
I think it is the first one again.
The Gang Bang Theory?
Yeah.
The Gang Bang Theory.
I'll go. Damn, I'm going to go either it's. What was it again? What was the second one again?
Succession.
No, I'm going to go.
Succession.
Breaking Balls. It's either Breaking Balls or The Rock. God damn it. What is this shit?
They're all fake.
Okay, nice.
Damn, I should have gone with that.
Several of those were very, very believable.
The gangbang theory or whatever was probably the best one, in my opinion.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's good. I haven't seen the show, though.
It's so all better of emphasis.
Okay. Final round. You guys ready?
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, for the win.
So
I think we're tied up, actually.
It's a little more fantasy. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
It's 3-3, I think.
Oh, shit. Okay, this is this is the tiebreaker.
Oh, 2-2?
Tiebreaker. Okay, tiebreaker.
Either way, tiebreaker.
Okay. So it's a fantasy round. We have
maybe.
Shut up. The cock rings of power.
Okay.
The Lord of the G-strings, female shape of the ring.
Mm. Oh, that's good.
The bobbin on it, and then parentheses the Hobbit.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I figured.
Or some shit.
Ooh, Bobbin this on is it? An interesting okay. one. And then we have Gobblecum. And then in parentheses, it just says Gollum.
Shmr. Shmr.
All coochie in as a second guess.
Jimmy Leader Nate, you're first.
My guess is going to be Lord of the G-Strings. That's the real one.
If I'm going to go with they're all fake. A lot of
these. Well, unfortunate.
It's probably Jim Leader Nate.
Unfortunately, so. Dala, you are incorrect. And Jim Leader Nate, you are the winner.
Yeah, I fucking knew it.
Yes,
you know your porn. Right.
You have been crowned
you know
super pervert of the podcast.
King
pervert.
Yeah, King Gunnar.
King Gunnar, please put on your crown.
And now I take my throne as the rightful king come.
Yes.
Ooh, King Cum, that's my favorite.
King Cum, do you have any plugs that you'd like to King plug Cum? Or unplug?
You have a King Cum, not a kingdom.
Actually, after this, unfollow me on everything. this was a travesty.
Block me. Block me, please.
Like, block me. Like, yeah. If you look where to unfollow, I'm Jim Leader Nate.
Yeah, gobble me up at Gibbledang, wherever you want to.
For the second place gooner, you can goon at me on dadala.art on Instagram, and be sure, you know, follow us on YouTube, Instagram at No Dumb Idea. Share, like, surprise.
Full visuals for this episode, you gotta go to YouTube and check it out.
Or you could see the X-rated version After Dark at Pornhub.com.
Should I post this on Pornhub, just this episode? That'd be pretty funny.
You should.
Actually.
Oh my god, please. Can you? You should. Yeah, you should make an account. You should make a personal
just
account.
So we can
what audiences are we trying to reach?
All of them. All of them. We're desperate.
The one-handed, the ones that use one hand to type.
Apparently, true, yeah.
Oh, shit. But why don't we do a shout-out to fucking Olimar for being
Olimar, yeah.
Short King.
Yeah.
Short King.
Who
Short
we thought was going to be the hardest one, but was the easiest one for some reason.
The easiest.
The easiest to
Speaking
get.
Of which, shout-out to a good gay to Guy Hard.
Ooh, a good gay to Guy Hard. Yeah, that was a good movie. Yeah. Shout-out to Gobblecum.
Shout-out fucking Wolfman. Check it out.
Stare. Everybody's talking about TikTok right now.
Shout out. Oh, is that a fucking
I've seen
thing?
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speeder
from across the bar.
Shit.
Yeah, it's the fucking thing. Yeah, shout out to Magnum Opus, but Magnum in parentheses.
Ooh, yeah.
Shout out to Peridot and Imperial Ivanko and all the other polycules.
Shout out to Jesse and James.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
I
baby.
Forgot all the. Here, give me
shout
Jesse.
Out to
let me look up all
Guy.
The fake. Like porn that I made up. Oh yeah, shout out to X-Men Dark Penis.
Triple X-Men Dark Penis, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Shout out to the hairy ball or sorcerer's ball.
What was the Gary penis and the fucking swallows
Gary
part one?
Gary penis and the deathly like swallows part yeah. one.
I will say that was mine. I did come up with that one.
Obviously.
I guess all of them were, right?
You laughed at it. I was like,
oh,
yeah, I was like laughing.
Mostly.
You saying it, laughing. I was like, that's clearly his. He's not.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way that's the real one.
Yeah.
The only jokes you laugh at that hard are your own.
Yeah. Gary Penis of the Death of the Gate Cat.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.
Our 69th super sexy special episode. We hope you enjoyed and didn't get too horny. But we also do want to give a super sexy special shout out to Lag9K for those super sexy song loops for No Dumb Idea at Night.